Now, Leilani Mitchell is enjoying a bit of feed-up time at the moment because the Southside Flyers, which she's dominating for in the WNBL, are through to the WNBL Grand Final after a 2-0 series victory over Adelaide. 68-65 was game one, and then on the weekend, 82-79 on the road, clinched the deal, and now get a chance to sit back and watch the others punch each other up. Leilani, good morning. Congratulations on a Grand Final appearance.
Good morning, and thank you very much.
It's great to have you on the program. 18 points for you on the weekend, a really dominant performance. You and Amy Clydesdale did a hell of a job with the bulk of the scoring with Becky Cole. What's made this team so tight and so cohesive? Because it's a brand new team in the WNBL.
Yeah, I think it just goes back to Cheryl and the team that she's recruited. You know, she most important for her was just recruiting top quality people, you know, not only basketball players. So there's no egos on the team. Obviously, we're full of heaps of talent, but nobody's selfish. We all celebrate each other's successes and want each other to do well, and I think that's really taken us through to the grand final so far.
So did you know that at the start of the season that you had something? Because it was 17-4 through the home and away season with the Flyers. Did you know that it was going to be really positive from the start when you first got together?
Yes. I mean, just looking at paper, we had a pretty good team, but obviously coming from Canberra last season, I also knew that they had a strong team and that Melbourne was doing some things, the Boomers as well. So, you know, I think I wasn't quite sure and I didn't think our chemistry would click as quickly as it did. But like I said before, that goes to Cheryl and the type of people she's recruited. Some of the girls I hadn't played with, so I wasn't sure how we would all mesh, but it's just been so easy and so great from day one. We've all enjoyed each other's company on and off the court.
Well, Leilani, what about your captain, Jen O'Hare, her wrist injury? Is she going to be okay next week?
We're hoping so. She's actually got a follow-up appointment with her doctor later today. So our fingers are crossed and we're hoping she can come back and join us for grand final.
She might ruin things. This is going pretty well, this thing.
She won't ruin things. She'll make everyone's job a little bit easier. So we miss her out on the court. She was great for us all season. Very unfortunate injury. And obviously, she missed out on the Opals with the qualifiers as well. So, you know, the biggest thing is just getting her healthy. We don't want to rush her back, but we're really hoping that she can come back.
So, Leilani, you spoke about the new team. How many of the Dandenong Rangers players are involved in this new Southside Flyers?
Well, I think when Cheryl took over the team, when Jerry took it over, I think there was only two players left on contract, just Sarah Blikov and Rebecca Cole. So they had a lot of work to do. Brought a lot of people in that had been a part of the Rangers in the past, a few years back, but yeah, there was only two left over from last season.
So how do you get, it's a buzzword in modern sport about culture, but how do you get a culture happening so quickly and a winning culture developing so quickly? Obviously, good players help and good coaching, but to get everyone together so quickly as you've been able to do?
I think we all just realised that we had a heap of talent, but, you know, playing a team sport and basketball especially, you really have to, if you want to be successful, which was our goal was always to, you know, make it to the finals and then eventually the grand final and win that trophy at the end. But I think we all knew that we had the talent, so that wasn't going to hold us back, but it was just whether or not we meshed. And I think everyone was willing to make sacrifices in that game in order for us all to come together and gel and be successful.
Well, Leilani, what about the Opals? You were over in France recently. That was a crucial part of the Olympic qualification. There was a few little bumps, but you got there in the end?
Yes, we did get there in the end. Look, it's a bit hard. Obviously, we went in the middle or just at the tail end of the WNBL regular season, and we just we went away in November for a tournament, but we get there probably 2 days before, and we literally have 1 day of training together. So there's a lot of new faces and people that haven't played together, or at least not recently. So it's a bit hard to get that chemistry and just to know, you know, who we're going to run the plays for, how people are going to find their shots. And so we did eventually get there, but I'm looking forward to the lead up to the Olympics. We'll have a few more practice games and trainings, and we'll be able to work on our chemistry a bit more.
Well, you've been there before. You were part of the 2016 campaign for the Aussies where we fell in the quarterfinals. What was that experience like for you? And do you think it's with this squad, you can go further and have a more pleasant experience at the Olympics, perhaps?
Yeah. I mean, Rio was quite devastating. Something we don't really like to think about or talk about too much, just for a lot of reasons. But I think with Sandy in charge, you know, I think she lets all of us individually play our games, and she doesn't limit us in too many ways. So I think the biggest thing, you know, we've got talent. Obviously, we've got Lizzie inside, and we've got shooters and Rebecca Cole. We've got Jenna. I mean, you could just go down the list of all the talent we have. But like I said, to win on the big stage, same here with WNB on the grand final, you have to have that chemistry, and you have to be all on the same page, especially when those big moments come. And hopefully we get that, and I think we have the potential to do that with the Opals as well. Hopefully it all comes together. We've got a little bit of time to practice, which is good. So fingers crossed that it all works out and everyone stays healthy, and we'll have a bit of redemption from Rio.
Sounds like a plan to me. Just on the WNBL final series, grand final series, you've been there and you've done that. You've won two championships as a player. Does this team have what your other winning teams have had? Is there an X factor about it?
I think we do. We've got the talent. We've got the chemistry. And I was actually talking to Rebecca Cole after our last game. And I think one thing that our team has, but also especially her, and I think we ride on it, is just her competitiveness. I was just, you know, I had to pull her aside and just say, I'm so thankful you're on this team, Coley, because I know that every time that ball goes up, you're ready to compete. And she's going to leave it all out on the floor. It doesn't matter if she's tired or she's having a bad day or a bad week. You know, she's just ready to compete. And I think that carries on throughout the team. And we all, as the challenges come towards us, I think one of the great things about this team is that we've been able to lift our game through the season, you know, with Jenna going out and then with each individual game as well. Adelaide came out super strong in the first game and second game, but we were able to come together, lock down on defense, raise our level of play. And I think that's what you have to have in order to win a championship. You've got to be ready to compete, and you're not going to back down. And I think we've got that. So hopefully whoever we end up playing in the grand final, hopefully, you know, it shows and it carries us over the edge.
What's your take on the other semi? It's 1-1 between the Boomers and the Capitals.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I'm not sure if this is where I thought it would pan out, but it's exciting and it's good for us because, you know, whichever team it is has one more game under their belts, and hopefully they'll be a bit more tired and we can just sit back and do a bit more scouting and prepare ourselves. But I think Canberra at home, I'm going to have to tip Canberra on this one for game three.
Is that because you know what it's like to play at home with the Capitals up there? You've got a bit of an insight into that?
Yeah, they've got a great home crowd. And I just know, like I said, I know those girls are going to be ready and they're super competitive. And Kelsey, I think, will step up. Kia is going to have a huge game. Polo, a poop to them. So they've just got the players, they've got the talent, and I think I know, coming off a loss as well, that they lift their intensity and they'll be ready to go at home.
Well, it's March 1, 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Check your local guides. Is the first game of the Grand Final Series. It will be the Southside Flyers. We know that. And it will be one of Canberra Capitals or Melbourne Boomers taking them on at Dandenong Stadium that night to kick it off. Leilani, well done to you and the girls getting through on a magnificent season, but also getting through to the Grand Final Series. We wish you the best of luck.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Leilani Mitchell, Southside Flyers star.